Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Prototype soars, flips, and explodes. SpaceX, yikes. And federal criminal investigators are looking into Hunter Biden, focusing on his business dealings in China. He releases a statement. Meanwhile, it's all about the vaccine and the distribution and the relief we're hoping it will bring. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney. Once again, we find ourselves at the crossroads of what is happening in these United States of America, no matter where you're listening to me. And in fact, we have lots of friends overseas that are listening to the show, so a big shout out to them as well. There's a lot of hope because the UK got the first vaxes underway. We have in the United States 289,000 people dead as a result of COVID-19 out of 15.5 million cases. If we wrapped in those statistics and put them into the worldwide statistics, it's 1.57 million deaths, 68.8 million cases. And the U.S. especially has gotten slammed particularly hard, as we all know. So much hinges on this conversation about the vaccine. And logistically, a lot of that has been worked out. Where it has to go, there's actually going to be police that are going to be guarding the vaccine with the trucks as some of them move east and some of them move west as they go out, giving them, I guess, the peace of mind that it'll be fine that as they deliver the vaccines, because that whole distribution is something. I mean, they've got trackers on it, the whole thing, and they'd have to have that because you have to know where this important vaccine is going. So there was a big vaccine meeting that I think offers some real hope. Americans could get what they're, some anyway, are hoping for, that there will be an end to the pandemic. I think we're all hoping for that. And things that are changing is this key advisory panel took a vote clearing the way for what we what we now see is the last hurdle with the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, to greenlight that COVID-19 vaccine. So the FDA advisory panel meets Thursday to discuss whether they should authorize emergency use of Pfizer and BioNTech vaccine at a very dark moment in this pandemic. The U.S. recorded the highest single day of tally of deaths of more than 3,000. Some communities continue to resist the measures like the mask mandates or that kind of thing. And there's even pandemic deniers, we know. And now what's happening is that we're seeing in some of those places, the spread is sad and it's touching all kinds of people. But we are so close to the top of that hill. And there's more cooperation, I think, happening than not happening, which is a good thing, even between the White House and today and who's coming into the White House. You have cash-strapped states that are worried about whether they're going to have the resources to get the vaccine to some of the remote locations and distribute it equitably and fight the skepticism, because there is skepticism. And what's the orderly handoff going to look like from the administration? And it seems like it should be an orderly handoff. You have the Health and Human Service Secretary, Alex Azar, said he has met with Biden's team. So he acknowledged that. and to make sure that they get what they need, which is a good thing. Because Operation Warp Speed, okay, absolutely, the Trump administration gets credit for that, but now they've planned it, it's happening, and now we don't want to drop the ball on what that is and what that looks like, right? There's conversation about allergies because there were some problems with a couple of people with the testing with the allergies, so there is an allergy warning as to what the reaction could be if you suffer from bad allergies. And in the UK, they already have dealt with that, a couple of people with adverse reactions, and they were treated and they were fine, and these are people that were the first to get it, some of the people that were the first to get it in the world, and the people that did get it had a history of allergic responses. They carried an adrenaline shot, the EpiPens is what we call them, that used to save people from potentially fatal reactions. So they knew that that was a problem. They had significant histories of allergic reactions, and they responded adversely. Something to keep in mind if you're in that position. But that was it of everybody. So they still feel very, very confident in the distribution and what the side effects are and how it affects people and ultimately what it means if we get to June and everybody's vaccinated or the majority of people are vaccinated. But I said this in a previous hour, you look at what are some of the repercussions of it. Is there a card that says you got vaccinated? Can you not leave the country if you didn't get vaccinated? Can you not go to certain events if you don't get vaccinated? Is it going to be one of those things that, you know, no shirt, no shoes, no vaccination, no service? I mean, seriously, does it come down to that? Will there be enough split that if you don't have it, you don't get in? And there may be. There may be that happens in some cases. I wouldn't be surprised by that. I was surprised by this because they've had so much success, but this is, of course, what can happen. But SpaceX's $216 million Mars Starship rocket exploded. It missed a landing pad on its first high-altitude test flight, and it was dramatic footage when it came down. It smashed into the ground as it went up 40,000 feet. So that happened, and then just poof, you saw nothing but red. I mean, just the explosion just covered the whole area. And this is a prototype. And the rocket was launched at a development facility in South Texas and did that unfortunate belly flop, I guess they call it, the belly flop, and it was a huge fireball and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, it is closer, SpaceX is closer to replacing its Falcon spacecrafts. And sometimes that's going to happen. It's amazing. I still say it's amazing what Elon Musk has done. And so many people laughed at that idea years and years ago when he talked about it. And sure enough, he made it happen. I mean, you've got to credit him with, you know, the ability to come up with it, dream it, think it, and then actually follow through and make it happen. And he did. So this is a little bit of a setback, but one that they'll move forward from because he moves fast. I'm sure of it. We move fast, too, because the music will run out and I'll still be dancing and then I'll be stuck. I'll meet you on the other side.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, Please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is sponsored by the Salvation Army. During the holiday season, millions rely on the Salvation Army for help and hope amidst the pandemic, and the need is at an all-time high. However, the Salvation Army could see as much as a 50% decrease in funds raised by the iconic Red Kettles this year due to COVID-19, putting at risk their ability to provide shelter for the homeless, meals for the hungry, Christmas toys for children, and social service programs to our neighbors in need. All donations stay within the community in which they are given. Commissioner Kenneth Hodder, National Commander, the Salvation Army.
This year, we've seen what can only be described as a tsunami of need. In the history of our organization, we've never served this many for this long. It will take all of us coming together in order to help millions of others in need this holiday season.
For more information, please visit rescuechristmas.org.
Gathering's going to be like, because I have family spread out all over the place, and we're going to do it. And she's a national etiquette expert. She's the author of Beaumont Etiquette. Micah, thanks so much for coming on. So things are virtual. What do we do? Help us.
I know. This holiday season looks totally different than any other year so far. But I think it's also an amazing opportunity to connect with people easily and, you know, with Messenger. There's so many amazing features, like, for instance, Messenger Rooms. You can actually go in and you don't need a Facebook account. You can just send a link out to everyone, all your friends and family, and you can invite up to 50 people to join your room, and it's totally free. So you can stay in there as long as you want. You can open presents together. You can just spend quality time, and it's just such a great opportunity to be together. And you also have these amazing 360-degree backgrounds. So when you move your camera, the room moves with you. So you actually feel like you're on a beach. You feel like you're in the snow. And it's absolutely mind-boggling that this exists, and it's so, so good.
Yeah, what a fun thing to do. Facebook, boy, brilliant with rooms and how you can change things up and all that other sort of stuff. And so when you do a virtual party, what are some of the do's and don'ts for especially the first-timers? Because, you know, they're always nervous.
Yes. Okay. So don't worry. I think that it's so easy. You just send a link. Like I said, you don't even need a Facebook account. Anyone can join. And also the thing is, just remember that, you know, maybe even do a test drive ahead of time with grandma if she needs that. Remember, lighting is probably the biggest thing. You want to make sure everyone can see you. Natural light is best where possible. You can even use a light ring. Remember, everybody, just make it festive, make it fun, make it personalized. There's so many fun themed events. You could do Secret Santa's, mood lighting on Messenger. There's so much you can do. And there's actually we created an entire guideline of how to host the best virtual party that you can download as a PDF and send it to everybody ahead of the party. And you can download that. It's on messengernews.sb.com, and it's like your cheat sheet to how to host and how to have the best virtual party experience, which is super, super fun and hopefully very helpful.
Yeah, so what do we do? What are some other ways to stay connected this year that include Messenger's updated messaging experience and features like, I love this, Watch Together. I actually did that, and that's phenomenal. Let's talk about that.
Okay, that is literally my favorite feature. So Messenger Watch Together feature is actually so you can watch a movie, you can watch a show, you can watch videos live with friends and family anywhere in literally somebody could be in California and I could be in New York and we're watching so you can see their live reactions. And it's almost like you're sitting on the sofa next to each other, only you're just watching it on a screen. So that's Watch Together and just absolutely brilliant. It's just so cool that that exists nowadays. And there's also Messenger Screen Share, which is a whole nother thing, which is so cool. And Screen Share is actually you can share a live view of your screen to shop for gifts online together. You can put together a slideshow, fun holiday trivia. You can browse through photos, memories from previous years. So that's Screen Share. So those are two by Messenger features that I just think people are going to be loving this holiday season.
Yeah, absolutely. So where can we go for more information? I think you gave it to us once, but tell us again.
Yes, so download the Messenger app also for that guideline, messengernews.sb.com. Don't forget, all the little kids will be so happy. There's AR filters. You can become Santa Claus. I mean, it's endless. There's so many amazing features available on Messenger this holiday season.
Micah Meyer, thank you so much. Great stuff. I'm going to get working on that right now with my family, and I'm sure my listeners will too. Have a great holiday.
Thank you. You as well.
Thank you. All right, so that's what's going to happen. There's going to be virtual conversations, whether it's FaceTime, whether you get fancier and do all the things that we talked about there, whatever it is. I think the lighting thing is good. It's the worst when you go to people and you can't really see them. Wait, it's just, is there a brighter light somewhere, anywhere? Can you somehow back up toward the light? And it's not that hard to do with tilting, like, laptops and, you know, that kind of thing, and she certainly gave some really good advice there. All right, I have something interesting to tell you about. The special offer that I decided that I'm going to extend all the way through, I want to say January, through the middle of January. I have a new book out. I have a journal. It's called Girlfriend's Gratitude Journal. A lot of people are picking it up for wives and girlfriends, and they're picking it up for their friends because I believe in the power of journaling to dump all the head trash out of your head and into a journal and then close it up and put it away until you write in it again. I mean, seriously. So I came up with this with my pal Jackie, and I think everybody has a story, and I say, you know, what's your story? So that's brand new. It just came out a couple weeks ago. And then I have the book that you've all heard about, Deal Your Own Destiny, How to Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. And I talk about some of the amazing, extraordinary people that I've had the privilege of spending time with in my life and what did it take for them to overcome whatever obstacle they had to overcome. And believe me, they had some big obstacles. You know, people, there is this misconception that only the rich get richer. Only the people who are super rich can afford to be innovative and come up with things that make them millions of dollars. I mean, well, that's the wrong attitude in the first place, but that it wasn't what I found at all. With some of the scrappiest people that I met, ended up becoming and giving away, by the way, lots of money because they're super, super generous, like self-made billionaire John Paul Jones DeJoria. And he was the co-founder of Paul Mitchell and, you know, the hair products and all that stuff, and Patron. And he grew up destitute. He was a member of a street gang. He had nothing. He had no future. I mean, they were telling him basically at school, you have no future, you're going to go to jail. That was great, right? And when he and I talked, he told me that it was a teacher that changed his perspective. And he said that when the teacher said that he would never succeed at anything in his life, and that scathing comment became the fuel to fire him up. And, you know, he has so many companies he's involved in. I mean, his net worth is like $3 billion something. But it's really not about the money for him. I mean, yes, that's afforded him some extraordinary things, but it's also afforded him the front row seat to helping other people. And I think he is just a great guy, and I was thrilled to pieces that I had that conversation with him, got to meet him in person and all that sort of stuff. So anyway, this is the deal. It is almost like a mic drop moment because both of these books would run you well over $45, but for $29.99 for both books, I'm putting them up on Kate Delaney Radio. So katedelaneyradio.com. If you go to books and you click on special offer, Deal Your Own Destiny, Girlfriend's Gratitude Journal, perfect gift. And then the bonus, the tip book, I'm just going to send that right to your inbox. So there you go. It's a sale. It's a sale. And here's the thing. You don't have to worry about the mail. I do. So, because if you went to get them on Amazon, like I said, it would be well over $45. And you couldn't even get the, and if you threw in the tip book, actually, it would be something like, I think it would be something like 55 or 60. The Hubs thinks I've lost my mind, but no, I just want people to be able to afford it and then have a gift that they can give somebody. And this kind of one for you, one for her. You get what I'm saying. So go to books, click on special offer, katedelaneyradio.com. Nothing surprising about this perfect way to end this segment talking about tech. The top trending searches for 2020, the most searched thing on Google, they released it. Election results. Then what was after that? Coronavirus. Overall, Kobe Bryant was third in trending searches. Because his death was so shocking, that helicopter crash, his daughter with him, all the other people, and the impact he had on basketball and his name, etc., all of that. So I'm not surprised that happened. There was just an avalanche of conversation, etc. And the high spike in traffic that happened over 2020 compared to the year before was huge. I mean, because people were, of course, spending more time at home. And I think, not that you're not doing those searches on your phone or you're not doing it on a laptop, but I think people had more time to kind of look things up. So election results, coronavirus, Kobe Bryant, coronavirus update, coronavirus symptoms. Zoom was number 6. It went from 10 million subscribers. I was one of the original people, to 300 million. That's crazy. Stay with us, everybody. I'll meet you on the flip side.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Hunter Biden acknowledged Wednesday that he was under investigation by the U.S. Attorney's Office in Delaware. The probe is looking into his taxes and business dealings in foreign countries, including China. Biden has reportedly been under investigation since 2018. Senator John Kennedy says he's most troubled by the investigation into Biden's overseas business relations. He tells Fox News he's worried about the implications that U.S. foreign policy can be influenced with money.
President Obama put Vice President Biden in charge of the foreign affairs of two countries, China and Ukraine. And that's a fact. It's also a fact that in both cases, his son, Hunter Biden, walked away with tens of millions of dollars of contracts from connected people in those two countries.
This is USA Radio News. A California judge is pushing back against Los Angeles County's ban on outdoor dining. Lance Pry has more from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
Los Angeles Superior Court Judge James Chalfant is helping shuttered restaurant owners with his ruling Tuesday. The judge ruled Los Angeles County health officials acted arbitrarily and without a proper risk-benefit analysis when they banned outdoor dining as a China virus control measure. When he asked LA County health officials for science behind their lockdown order, they had no science or studies. The decision won't immediately restore in-person dining. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Meanwhile, the United States has set another record for COVID deaths in a single day. 3,112 Americans died of the disease on Wednesday, surpassing the previous record set 6 days ago. It's also the first time that a single day's death toll has crossed 3,000. The number of hospitalized COVID patients also set an all-time high Wednesday with more than 105,000. This is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
We have a treat. I was just thinking this the other day as I was looking into the clouds and thinking about the conversation that I had with Matthew Douglas Pinard. He's got a series out, and this is volume 3 that we're talking about. It's called The New Wine, The Veil Rent. Think about what I just said about looking into the clouds. Imagine if you looked into the clouds and you swore you saw an angel and you actually had a photograph of it. Very, very cool. And this book is so fascinating. Matthew, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Kate, very much.
So you heard my setup. Let's make sure we give the payoff to everybody listening about the clouds and what you photographed and what you saw and what led you on this journey.
Yeah, absolutely. So the journey kicked off for me. I was raised Catholic, as I know you are too. And I left the day after Christmas Day to go pray with a friend's mother who had very, very severe MS and cancer, and went through a Chicago toll booth and just felt this kind of charge of electricity shoot right through my car. The sun was out when it shouldn't be in Michigan in December, and I looked up and I took a photo. I didn't know really what I had until we got to the church to pray with this woman who was very ill. And I said, my God, that's a woman in a veil. And I felt, I could feel the spiritual energy come from the sun right through this woman and her image. And so I started doing a lot of research. You know, what is going on here? I've never seen anything like this in my life. And to me, I can connect it to a prophecy from 95 AD that's online. Anybody can read this prophecy. It's prophecy called The Woman Clothed with the Sun. And it's so amazing. The part that's amazing to me is that the prophecy stated when this event would occur, which I believe it has, and I believe I've documented it with this photo that's on the cover of the book, that tremendous turmoil would be in the world. There would be a child taken up into heaven after a battle with a red dragon. The red dragon would then come and attack the remnants of the woman's seed, which to me is the human race. And it talks about fire and water being ejected through the dragon. And it's funny because the ancients looked at these kind of things differently. You could easily count fire and water as floods, wildfires, and volcanoes, which we're having enormous amount of presently at the moment, not to mention a pandemic. So it really, this apparition of this woman clothed with the sun, who I believe from my Catholic faith is actually Saint Mary coming to us from heaven, because she knows we're in a real state of turmoil at the moment. And what's incredible about this book is I just started documenting things that were then occurring in my own personal life. I started getting really strong intuitions to go pray for one of the incredible stories in the book is about Jamie Kloss, who was a young lady kidnapped at gunpoint after her parents were murdered in front of her in Wisconsin. My wife and I just started doing a rosary per day for her. And, you know, we both saw this image of a log cabin out in the middle of the woods. I saw an image of a dark colored SUV going through a drive through like a fast food. Sent all this information to the FBI. They called me the next day. They were fascinated about how I could do this. And a month later, which I documented in the book, I'm out here in Arizona for work, and the sky just turns into this incredible sunset. I go home and I said, something happened. And I Google headline news on my phone, and Jamie Kloss found alive, log cabin in Wisconsin. Her abductor is in custody. Just, I mean, amazing kind of things like that. There's an incredible story about a young woman from Iowa named Molly Tibbetts, whose family was really excited to have her story in this book. But she was murdered by an illegal alien. They caught him, and you've got to see the photo in this book of the very minute I was writing the paragraph about her life and adding her into this book. And in my book writing software program, this incredible photo occurred in the skies of what to me looks like an angel on fire flying through the sky. Wow. And it happened just the exact moment I was, writing the part about her. There's another story in this book about a missing teen in Central Arizona who I met with the family, and they, you know, I told them I had this gift and how can I help? And the grandma was very appreciative. She said, you know, his mother was being treated because she believed he was dead, and they lost all hope of him returning. And basically I said, I'm getting this word mallard, like a mallard duck is going to be a real key. I don't know what it means yet. Grandma calls me 4 days later and she says, you're not going to believe this, but they found Riley 4 miles from Mallard Drive in Prescott, Arizona. And it's just, to me, what occurred is, you know, this apparition of Saint Mary, some kind of gift within myself that I know others have this. I'm positive of it. There's a lot of shows out there right now about paranormal and spiritual communication. But this book in particular, you're going to see actual photos of angels in the skies, demons in the skies. I believe I've captured 2 photos of the fallen angel, Lucifer, because he is a part of this prophecy, meaning that he would be the red dragon that is in battle with our Blessed Mother. And if you look at what's going on presently in the world, I think that this is very indicative of the spiritual battle that is occurring worldwide. We are in a tremendous confrontation with China right now in the South China Seas over waters and territories, and that could easily lead to a third world war, which is terrifying. As you know, we have weapons now that could wipe all life off of the planet. So that's really the crux of this book. That's how it came about. I can tell you, too, there's going to be a book four and a book five. So it's continuing. It's ongoing. And anybody that reads this book, I think, could really see actual angels in the sky that might give them pause or give them some kind of intuition to maybe go pray for somebody or walk into a church, even anything like that. You know, I know our mother said in 1917 when she appeared to farm children in Spain to do a rosary per day for world peace. And I don't think that message could have any more profound impact as it really needs to have at this moment, too.
Yeah.
100 years later.
Yeah. I'm so glad that you brought that up and Bam Bam told us those stories that just give me chills to think about. One of the things that you talk about angels, you talk about the Archangel Michael and what his role is in the world and what you think is his role is today. What is that?
Yeah, so Michael is considered the taxi arch. And what that means is he's the chief and primary military general, if you want to think of it, that battles Lucifer head on and has been granted the authority to really intervene in situations where Lucifer is attacking an individual or controlling a world leader or, you know, irritating a missing teen in Central Arizona. So he can intervene. I believe I have really strong photographs. There's one of the photographs in this book is I showed it to the grandmother of the missing teen here, and we had been praying for him, like wrap Michael's wings around Riley till he's found. And this just incredible image. You see this wing across the sky and it just appeared out of nowhere. And then there's a figure walking on one of the feathers of the wing. And I had to zoom in to really see that it wasn't just a blip on the camera. It really is a figure walking on a wing. And it's just, it tells me that, you know, the human spirit is capable of far more than I think we can even comprehend. And then even more so when you add an angel into the mix to intervene in your life and in whatever way they need to do that, you'll see incredible things and then incredible signs and wonders in our skies of that intervention.
Yeah. Did you ever think, I mean, look, you're a former U.S. Army JAG legal specialist. I mean, you're super educated.
Yeah.
A couple of degrees, one in psychology from the University of Michigan. You got a master's degree and one of my favorites, military history from Louisiana State University. Matt, did you ever think you'd be in this position that here you would be seeing these things and having a profound influence on people's lives?
No, not at all. In fact, you mentioned the military. When I joined the military, it was one of the most terrifying experiences, I'll be just flat out honest. I didn't love it. I was almost killed in basic training. I witnessed a brutal murder on one of my bases that we sent the killer to Fort Leavenworth, and I believe that was Lucifer behind that. So, you know, when I was on active duty, I got to meet Helen Prejean, who was the nun, the Catholic nun from Dead Man Walking. And it really did feel like, you know, I'm down here paying off college loans on this base, but these things that were occurring felt very supernatural, and I did feel like I was being led, and that eventually I really needed to tell this story and tell other stories. And it's funny, Kate, because the more I said yes to the woman in the veil, okay, I'll write what you want me to write. I'll include this photo that you gave me from the other kingdom, the more it just multiplied. And then, then I'm talking to somebody else. And even yesterday, I talked to this woman who has just this very similar photograph. She has a photo of Mary in her living room. And you can see the crown on her head. And she's all in white. And I was like, wow, how many other people have this? But they're afraid of being put out to the pasture and called crazy or, you know, kind of held at arm's length. The overwhelming sense I get is, be more afraid of ignoring it.
Yeah.
You know, let's be more afraid as a society and a nation and a world of ignoring a call to disarm nuclear weapons or a call to start sheltering and feeding and clothing the hungry and the poor when we have countries worth trillions and trillions of dollars. So that's the message I got. And to me, it's such a wonderful opportunity that I feel like everyone is being given right now with these visitations and these apparitions and these messages is It's just a call to become more spiritually powerful and more on guard against attacks from the red dragon, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I think you said that so, so well. You nailed it. The new Wine series is powerful, and this is Volume 3. We're talking about The Veil Rent. Matthew Douglas Pinard, just under that name. You can get that on Amazon.com. Matthew, thank you so much.
Thanks, Kate, so much. It was really a pleasure.
This is sponsored by the Salvation Army. During the holiday season, millions rely on the Salvation Army for help and hope amidst the pandemic, and the need is at an all-time high. However, the Salvation Army could see as much as a 50% decrease in funds raised by the iconic Red Kettles this year due to COVID-19, putting at risk their ability to provide shelter for the homeless, meals for the hungry, Christmas toys for children, and social service programs to our neighbors in need. All donations stay within the community in which they are given. Commissioner Kenneth Hodder, National Commander, The Salvation Army.
This year, we've seen what can only be described as a tsunami of need. In the history of our organization, we've never served this many for this long. It will take all of us coming together in order to help millions of others in need this holiday season.
For more information, please visit rescuechristmas.org.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Wizards or witches or any of that fantasy is something that I really gravitate toward since I came back from Ireland a couple of years ago, because it is like sort of this magical place, and I like fantasy anyway. And then you mix that, when I'm looking for something to read, you mix that in with a little bit of that, like I said, wizardry, etc., and I am hooked. So in our virtual green room right now, she's going to appear, is Susie Vivian, and her book is called The Blue Orb. Suze, thanks so much for coming on.
I'm so glad you invited me to be here. I love it.
So,
So let's talk about your book. Give us the plot. Tell us about the blue orb.
Well, the blue orb is an artifact of magic that is very powerful, created by an ancient wizard, and these evil witches find it. They've researched and found it because they want to rule the world, and so they do find it, but this little gal by the name of Jasmine was able to steal it from them, and so she goes for help to a wizard named Zarkon, and they get together and they take off on a hunt to keep the witches away from the orb, and it's about their adventures as they travel, and they're seeking the help of a guy named Donovan, and so it's the things that they meet along the way, monsters and the witches do their evil thing, and then they finally meet, and the outcome is pretty surprising. So, yeah, it's just about keeping this artifact away from these witches and what they would do with it if they got it.
How did you come up with this story? How did you develop this story and decide, yeah, I'm going to write this?
I just decided I was going to write a book. I'd been thinking about it for decades, I guess. And I wanted to write something about witches and wizards and magic and all of that because I've been a fan of fantasy for like ever. And so I sat down one day and decided this is what I'm going to do. And so I just started writing this story and I decided it would be, I just started writing it. It was kind of weird. It kind of just flowed. And then, of course, I spent a long time editing it and everything. But, yeah, it just kind of came to me.
You know, and it's funny you say, you know, that you are a fan of fantasy. And I can tell by reading your writing. And are you excited by the fact that fantasy now is so popular, way more popular than it used to be?
Yeah, I think that's awesome because especially now with lockdowns and all this other stuff that people need an escape, I think. And for me, that's kind of what it was for me too. I really enjoyed it because I could go to a completely different place in my mind and get away from, I guess, reality for a while. And so I think it's, it's kind of important right now.
Yeah, to be able to do that. When people sit down and they read The Blue Orb, what do you hope they take away from reading your fantasy novel?
Well, I hope they find out that it doesn't matter. You don't have to be this big, strong person to change things, change the world, change your life, help others. Because Jasmine is actually a small woman. Some people would interpret her to be a child, and she's, of course, not. She's actually has skills, and she's able to take care of herself. She grew up with a bunch of brothers, and they taught her how to take care of herself. And so she can accomplish good things, and the wizard is an old man, and so with these two unlikely companions, they're able to accomplish a really big thing, and so I'm hoping people will see that, yeah, I can do big things. I don't have to be big and beautiful and strong and all that. I can be strong inside and accomplish good things.
Yeah, that's a perfect place to end this, that you talk about Jasmine, and I love that you can still change the world. You don't have to pay attention to whatever the stamp is that somebody puts on you out there. Susie, thanks so much. The Blue Orb, you can get it on Amazon or any place where great books are sold. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
So this book has some really descriptive, juicy writing in it. Susie did a great job of making you feel like you are right in the middle of it. And I thought it would be fun to just take a little bit from the first chapter. And if I were doing this, so if I were, you know, we have books on tape, so to speak. If I were doing it and you're driving down the road, this is what you would hear me. This is what you would hear me say. This is the setup. And this is chapter one, Jasmine in Trouble. The night was dark. The rain lashed the earth and created quagmires where the road had been. A young woman by the name of Jasmine rode on a black horse, running desperately through the night, racing against the sound of the wolves. They were rapidly closing in. In a few more yards, there'd be shelter in the castle. She urged the horse faster as hope bloomed for the first time in 3 days. The horse was tiring, but he seemed to sense that safety was close at hand. He pushed harder to beat the wolves to the castle and the promise of safety. Zarkon, a great wizard, felt a strange stirring in the realm to which he claimed power. He was aware that the witches had come into possession of an artifact with great magical powers. He feared it might be the legendary blue orb. He'd hoped the orb was lost forever, but now he was not so sure. Zarkon suddenly sensed that there was someone in desperate need, and the person was coming toward his castle at a frantic pace. He felt the need to climb the stairs to the top of the castle walls to see if anything would appear so he could understand what was happening. He rose from the chair in his office near the castle gates, left the room to climb the top of the wall. He was aging. The climb was somewhat difficult for him. He didn't often venture up the stairs. When he made it to the top and looked over the meadow, he could hear wolves howling and a horse coming fast out of the trees just beyond the meadow to the south. Zarkon called to the guards below to open the gates quickly. The wolves were running close behind the rider. He feared they might be the wolves controlled by the witches. If so, the rider had cause to fear. The witches were relentless when they felt they'd been wronged. This could explain the reason for the wolves and the desperate rider. He would save a life if he could. How great is that? Like, to me, I'm just thinking castle, and I'm thinking these wolves, and I'm thinking, you know, oh my gosh, you got to get to that castle. And I can just visualize in my head Zarkon going, stumbling, trying to get to the top of the wall, looking over it, and then seeing what he sees. And to what Susie told us about the blue orb and how it's about the blue orb, the legendary blue orb, and how it was this artifact with great magical powers. I mean, that sets you up for what the story is. And as she talked about, that it is this blue orb, period. And this is, you know, hundreds of years that we're talking about. And this powerful wizard creating that orb, capable of amplifying just with a couple of words. So, and it was dormant, right? So it's always that, right? When you talk about fantasy, which is why I like fantasy too, because it is that you go back to the whole storytelling thing where you have this incredible object and then it's dormant and then boom, all of a sudden it's not. And then you think of the witches trying to get it and trying to, you know, develop a plot to somehow take over the world. But anyway, I thought it'd be fun to do that and let you hear my version of what I was reading and what it felt like and how that just kind of pulls you right into that moment. But again, you can get the book on Amazon, as I've mentioned now a couple of times. Susie Vivian, the name of the book is Blue Orb. And thanks to all of you for listening to this version of our show. Remember, we're all in it together.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping.
To order, please visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.